Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we like spooky things.
Spooky things.
But most of all things, we really like our self-care for yourself. What did you do this week for self-care?
This week for self-care, I watched the new season of Love on the Spectrum.
Oh my God.
It makes my heart so happy
because the dates are curated by somebody who like knows the two people well. It just works,
and it's like
innocent.
I don't know, it just like refreshes my
there's no sense fake of emotions
humanity. Yeah,
there's like, no they're fake so emotions authentic involved.
They're
yeah.
so real, they're so who they are, and it's
unapologetically,
yeah,
which is the best kind of way
and
to
the,
be
and like and it's just like such a I don't know. Like
they're doing something happy.
Everyone wants to be loved. Everyone wants to connect.
And find that person.
And it's like, regardless of age, race, gender, whatever, like, ultimately, like, as humans, we just want to, like, love. And it was really cute.
I love that show.
It was it's a good palate cleanser for my
I know. Research. You were telling me
I
you
was
watched
like,
it.
Wow, that was fucked up. And now I'm going to watch something very happy and cute. And then I, like, cry little tears of like joy of just like it's so
if I'm gonna cry I want
it's
it to
wholesome.
Be tears of joy.
It's the most precious thing and I couldn't recommend it enough. I know some people are like it's so awkward and I'm like yeah but like sometimes you just
it's not awkward to them. They're awkward. Navigating it. They're navigating it. So for them it's not
We're
awkward. For
awkward.
Them they're like it's just
I
like
think for them,
figuring
it's
it out.
Awkward like in certain points.
Yeah.
It's for sure awkward. But like isn't that like part of like communicating like being with other humans.
Let's be real
Sometimes
for a
you're
second.
Just awkward and that's okay.
Every first date, regardless of who you are, is gonna be awkward. There's
right,
gonna be awkward pauses.
It's new.
You're trying to meet somebody.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you meet someone and it's like there's never awkward pauses. Even if you meet like the person that is the most like you,
yeah.
There's gonna be awkward pauses. That's part of life.
Yeah. It was just really cute and I love it. And
it's
it makes
good
me happy.
Yeah. Makes
what
me
did you do?
Too. This week, we've just been like working on like getting the garden together. I'm 100 years old, but like just getting the garden there, getting the yard there. I thought it was fun when we went to Nick's.
Yeah. Your guys's yard looks amazing, by the way.
I mean,
like from when you first moved in, there it was like a dirt pit. Basically.
It clearly needs more work. Like I'm never going to say it's there. It's totally there, but it's just, yeah, from what
it looks so much
it's
better.
It's like, because when we first moved in, it was like a jungle. Do you remember?
It was a jungle, but there was like no grass.
None. None.
And now you guys have like full luscious grass. You've got plants that are growing. Like the garden beds are cleaned up. Like it looks so good.
Yeah. Well, I'm just glad we like kind of like fenced off from the dogs.
Oh, yeah. Because
they would just
trample
stomp
it.
On it. And it's not like they're being bad.
No.
They don't know. But it's just like irritating when you're like, we've been working on this and they're now
yeah.
stomping on the pumpkins. Cool. No pumpkins for us this year. So it's just been like working the yard, getting everything together. But hopefully, I mean, next weekend, let's hang out. Let's like do some stuff because it's going to be 80. But I'm just hoping it like starts warming up so we can actually like stay outside.
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, she was frigid. No, thank
it
you.
It was cold.
I couldn't warm up. It was rough.
Yeah.
Welcome to Colorado where you get spring, summer, winter, and
big
fall
spring.
In one day. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
So this week, I was just because I feel like a lot of the time we sometimes find cases that we kind of know. But I this week was like, I want to find a case that I actually don't know. So I'm going to tell you about the mysterious murder of Barry and Honey Sherman. Have you ever heard about this?
I don't know, maybe.
This is one I never heard of.
Yeah.
Okay. So Barry was a pharma giant. He specialized in making generic medicine, like Kroger brand, that kind of stuff. And he worked for a company called Apotex, and he was like the 15th richest man in Canada. We're talking like multi-billion dollars.
Oh, wow.
And the two were described as pillars of the community, as many people are.
Sure.
They donated to a lot of good causes. So when I say pillars of the community, roll my eyes. So when they're
actually like rich, but like, I don't know, give back to the community, like good for you.
I think they did want to like give back to communities and stuff because neither of them grew up wealthy.
That's amazing.
Neither of them grew up wealthy.
Okay, so we're in Canada then.
Yes. So, and yeah, they just donated to a lot of different causes. So like when you say pillars of the community, they back that shit up. Unfortunately, with money, because I feel like pillars of the community, they're like, well, he like donated his time, but they donated money, which is a big part of it. Sure, like yeah. With anything, you do need money. But the last day that anyone saw them was on December 15th, 2017.
Oh.
So this isn't like a super like 1970s case. Yeah. Like this is pretty recent. I feel like anything within 2010 and on is like a more recent case.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So they were in the process of building a new mansion that was 1600 square feet. So, you know, like very super small. Just
1600 or 16,000?
16,000. Wow. Thank you. Okay, I was like,
that's not that big.
Well, my notes are wrong. So 16,000 square feet. So super small. And it had an indoor and outdoor pool, which I think is super cool.
Oh.
I know. Fancy schmancy. So on December 15th, they had an architect come to Apotex where Barry worked. Mm-hmm. Honey didn't work, but she like came in that day and she had like a gold Lexus and he had like a silver Mustang. So, oh. You know.
Okay.
Fancy cars, and they were just talking to the architect. He was probably working, so I'm sure it was just easier to come there, and they just want to kind of get all the kinks figured out in their new house. And that night they left, they went home, and that was the last time anyone saw them. So obviously if they're buying a new house, they're selling their current house. I mean, usually that's how it works.
Yeah. Unless and, you're like hella rich. Well, mm-hmm. They're kind of hella rich, but usually that's how it works.
But yeah, and it's kind of funny because they're like, the current house they had was beautiful. And people are like, it was kind of just whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, they were like buying a mansion, but they were living in a mansion. It wasn't like they were living in like a regular old house in Aurora, you know, no big deal. So they had a real estate agent that knew that they were just trying to sell as quick as they could. And on the morning of December 17, 2017, she kept contacting them and she just didn't hear from them. But she knew they just wanted to sell their house. So she just assumed like maybe they weren't around their phones. Maybe they were like busy, out getting breakfast or something.
Whatever.
Just doing whatever.
Yeah.
So she ended up bringing some prospective buyers to come see the house. And as they were walking through the house, just looking at all the rooms and everything, and yeah, their current house was also massive. I don't know the exact price, but it was like a few million they were selling it for.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, you know, like chump change, obviously. I mean, to them, chump change. Yeah. Like, let's be real. But they had an indoor pool.
Yeah.
And when the real estate agent opened the door to the pool, she just quickly saw that Barry and Honey were in there, and it looked like they were, like,
dead.
Dead, maybe, but, like, she didn't know. So she quickly, before the people could come in, she's like, oh,
yeah,
they were in there doing yoga.
Yeah.
They were in there doing yoga. We'll come.
Let's not look in here. Goodbye.
But it was so quick. She's like, I saw something not good. But her I don't want to.
Gut instinct was like, nope.
Yeah, that's a good real
let's
estate.
Let's not traumatize some random people.
Yeah. So, yeah, she was like, they're doing yoga. We'll just have to come back. But, like, I'm sure the people are like, well, you said you couldn't contact them. So, yeah. What the fuck's going on? So, yeah, she was like, I can show you the pool later, like maybe another day. But she went through, did the rest of the tour of the house, and I'm sure she was just like
freaking out,
freaking the fuck out. Yeah, like what's you
my
be?
Next move? Yeah.
Well, because also you're like, I clearly saw something not good, but like, oh my God.
I got to play it cool.
Yeah, you got to be profesh, you know? So, yeah, she finished showing the house, and obviously Barry and Honey had a lot of money. So they had people that would like come clean the house. cooks, maybe. I don't know. They just said like a lot of people that would like tend to the house. Like
gardeners.
Let's be real. Sure. If I had millions of dollars or billions, excuse me, multi-billions, I would totally have a cook or a cleaner.
That's like the first thing I would get. If I was like hella rich, I'd be like, make me all the best, most delicious meals.
Hey guys, tell all your friends about us. We want to watch. I'm just kidding. So, anyways, so yeah, they had people that would come to the house, and the real estate agent who, like, the lady that would clean the house was there, and she was just like, hey, I saw some, and this was like an hour and a half. People were like, she waited an hour and a half. I was like,
well, she kind of had to get through the tour and like act natural.
Yeah. And also, like, yeah. So anyways, I mean,
she didn't really know what she had seen.
No. And like, and she kind of told the housekeeper, like, hey, like,
so I just, she gave the housekeeper a heads up of like, so.
Well, the housekeeper went in and saw their bodies and that they were very clearly dead.
Uh-oh.
And they had been dead for quite a few hours because, uh-oh, if you remember, it had been 2 days since anyone saw them.
Yeah.
And it took them an hour and a half to call 911. And as much as I'm like, that's a long time. They were billionaires. They were in the news. They were like famous. So she wanted to make sure that she let the kids know before she called.
That's fair. Like, sorry.
I so think that's the right way to do it.
Your kid should not be finding out that your parents are like found dead in their house from the news.
And yeah, that's what they wanted to do.
Well, good.
Yeah. For that. So I'm like,
it's not like they were doing anything suspicious. It was like, literally like, let's notify the family first.
Could you imagine finding out like your family member died from the news? I would be devastated. I'd be so devastated.
Well, and
be
to like, know cool. that like the real estate agent found them and didn't like tell you for like, that's a respect thing.
Absolutely. I was like, okay, good on you for like, because I don't know if one, I would even cool think so about that.
The people who were touring the house didn't have some crazy traumatic experience. And you're also like saving that business relationship.
Yeah.
And then like to tell the kids first, I just think that's like, that's a respectful
they
thing
they played
to
it the right way for sure. Okay, this is like,
and they weren't being like, they're not like hiding evidence or like being weird. They're just like,
no,
let's make sure we do this right.
And to be very clear for the story, everyone that was in the house, the housekeepers, them, they were cleared too.
Okay, good.
So I just want to put that right there so you're not like, well, what about the real estate agent? Okay, so the part that kind of like tipped off that obviously it wasn't great was they were still in the clothing that people had last seen them in.
Uh-oh.
So a few hours, a few days, who fucking knows? It was just like they weren't there like recently. It was not recent. So it wasn't super strange that people hadn't seen them in a few days, but it was noted that their daughter was a little bit nervous because she usually talked to her parents every day, but it was figured with them buying a new house.
They're busy.
And it wasn't like reported this, but I'm like, well, if my parents are buying a new house and they're busy doing that stuff, I'm not going to be as concerned. Because I usually talk to my mom, I would say like at least every other day.
Yeah.
Usually like she'll send a text here and there and it's just checking in.
Yeah.
Like, which I'm sure like that's the same way with your mom too. Yeah. It's like, you guys, at least we text every day and she always sends me like charcuterie board ideas.
Nice.
It's really cute. She sent me stuff for Easter. So maybe I will make it happen. Anyways. So yeah, she usually talked to her parents every day, but with selling a house and like talking to an architect about building a new house, I'm sure she was like, they're busy.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's still probably that like little voice in the back of your head that's like, but that's still weird that you haven't talked to them. Yeah. But
not crazy.
It's not like,
you're not freaking out about it.
No, not at all. Yeah. And you're like, that's weird, but because like we've all had the time where
I get it.
Your mom, like probably you've had that time where she like wasn't available for 24 hours and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah.
What, are you not my mom anymore? Do I have to find a new mom? I say these things to my mom. Just kidding. I do. But, like, it's our funny inside joke. So, to explain a little bit more about Barry and, like, his business practicings, we kind of have to go back to the beginning.
Okay.
Of, like, when he was growing up. So, just to kind of understand who could have done this, because that's what we're wondering.
Yeah, because, like, done it? Who were their enemies?
Yeah.
I mean, not that people have, like, enemies, but you know what I mean. Like,
you're not a multi-billionaire without having people that don't like you. Like, sure, let's be real.
Like, who's, like, what's the motive?
Yes. And that's even better than saying, like, who done it? What's the motive? Like, all this stuff. And I don't think you're going to be a billionaire without not having a few people that kind of, like, hate your guts. So at the age of 9, Barry had lost his dad. So he kind of didn't have like a male influence. Mm-hmm. So his uncle, his dad's brother, was like, come under my wing.
Aww.
And I said he was kind of like his surrogate dad a little bit.
Oh, that's sweet.
His uncle was in the drug pharmaceutical business, generic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he kind of showed Barry the ropes of like what he was doing. But Barry was like extremely smart. He got an engineering degree from MIT.
Oh, okay.
You know, so like.
Smarty McSmart smart.
Yeah. So like maybe a little bit smart, but like calm down, Barry. But yeah, he got, I was like engineering degree from MIT. Wow. Keith was sitting downstairs when I was doing research and I was like listening to something called The Fifth Element. By the way, a lot of this information came from them. So I actually like, want to call out in the episode. But Keith was listening and he was like, oh, okay. I'm like, you're fine. It's fine. So super smart, got in a degree from MIT, and he always just kind of had a sweet spot for the pharmaceutical trade.
Okay.
And he didn't actually end up becoming an engineer. He got the degree, but he saw how helpful the pharmaceutical industry was, namely like generic drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So the company his uncle worked for was called Empire Labs. And when his uncle passed away, it was kind of unexpected. Barry, and I'll get a little bit into that as well later on, but Barry ended up buying Empire Labs.
The whole thing?
Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't want to be sold for parts. I don't know how
much. Did his uncle own it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
His uncle owned it and worked for it. He was like one of those people who owns the company, but is like.
But is also very involved.
Yes.
Okay.
So, and I'll kind of get into a little bit more of that. I was
like, damn, he's just fucking buying companies.
But how much do you think he sold it for? I mean, he was like family member. So,
sure, yeah.
Yeah. So who knows? Or perhaps, but he just like, didn't want it to be sold for parts because like a lot of the times when like the owners die, you know, some companies buy up their machines and some companies buy up their plans. So he was like, I don't want it to be sold for parts. I want to like keep the integrity of Empire Labs. And for the most part, I do think Barry did have, I feel like at the beginning he had good intentions and I think he tried to have good intentions, but some of what he did was a little bit, but again, you're not a billionaire if you don't step on a few toes.
Well, and I think also like, I don't know, greed probably plays a part in it,
absolutely. Right?
Like when it's like you get to a certain point, it's like, but I could have more.
Yeah. Like
people get.
You get a little bit of taste of money. Money and property and death does weird things to people.
Absolutely.
And I can attest to that. You've heard all my all my stuff.
Yeah, like so many people can attest to that. Like,
yeah. It's, unfortunately, I saw it, I feel like almost way too young of an age, but I've seen like the weird parts of like what it does to people. Yeah. So, anyways, so, but it was kind of really related to the company he worked for called Apotex. And because, again, he works for the generic drug trade. And you know what? I really support generic drugs. And like for many reasons, I think it's good to not have a monopoly. But how many times have you been at a store and you're like, oh, I could have like the
NyQuil
or like Sleepy Time. Yeah. And I always go for like the generic version.
It's the same shit.
I don't need to have the name brand. And like that's how you take the price because like Lactaid, I do now just buy Lactaid, but like there's other brands that are like it that are like 1/4 the cost. But I don't think they work as well, but that's like, but that's not like the point of it. It's like, am I going to buy like Tylenol brand or am I going to buy ibuprofen? It's like, you know what? You just go with what's cheaper. So that's why generic drugs I think are very important. So you just don't get like the big monopoly. So obviously, there are a lot of generic brands, and one of the fierce competitors to Barry's company, Apotex, was called Nova Farm. And they actually ended up interviewing a guy. He literally was wearing a hat with a feather in it.
Like Peter Pan?
Not even like Peter Pan, like a Robin fisherman Hood kind of thing.
Okay.
I was just like, sir, but it was like pimpish. Like it was a black hat with like a purple feather. But he was like the whitest man.
Is he old?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just
trying to paint a picture.
I know. I wish I took a picture of it so I could be like,
this is. So he's like a black felt Robin Hood hat with a long purple flower.
Not a long one, but like just a regular, like, this came from a blue jay. Let me put it. And I was just like, sir, are you trying to show off your cool hat that you got it like.
Old guys love that shit. My dad loved a good hat with a feather in it.
Your dad did the tiny feathers, though, that were like a fishing rod. Your dad didn't have like the crazy.
It wasn't a peacock feather.
Yeah, it wasn't a peacock feather. But I'm like, your dad's made sense because it was like basically like a fishing rod kind of thing. But I was just like, this fucking hat.
He has style, Kim. God.
Let him live his life. On his
fashion choices.
His hat was cool and you need to fuck off about it.
You know what? I love a feather hat.
There's a meme. I'm sorry. This is so unrelated. It's like, you know, like Yankee Doodle went to town, riding on, stuck a feather in his hat and called it macaroni. Sure. And then it's like, the guy's like, he's like, this hat's macaroni. He's like, listen, dude, we're all worried about you. I don't know. It's a meme.
Sir, we are worried about you.
I will post it.
Yankee Doodle. Everyone's talking. We're concerned. Are you?
This is not macaroni, sir.
They're all like sitting him down. They're like, it is not macaroni. It is a
I'm putting this meme because I sound stupid telling the story.
I think I've seen that though.
No, it's hilarious. It's on my Instagram.
Perfect.
Your mom liked it and laughed at it. We'll screen
grab it.
We'll screen. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Anyways, but it was just like this fucking hat. I can't even listen to anything he's saying. I just know he was like, Barry was one of my fierce competitors and he was willing to take chances and sometimes it paid off for him and sometimes it didn't. He didn't go too far into it. If
you're
not a risk
taker, then what are you doing?
If you're not taking risks, he's a billionaire. So clearly, even if he took a risky risk, like he's still a billionaire. Like,
yeah, like he loves a risk. I don't know.
Who doesn't?
You got to take risks.
You do. It's so immoral. But he didn't talk shit about him. He was just like, we were competitors. He took risks. It worked. Sometimes it didn't. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
That's fair. That's so actually.
He respected him. He was like, he's my competitor, but I see what you're doing and I respect it.
I don't know if it was necessarily respecting or trying to not speak ill of the deceased. I don't know. I couldn't get a good read on it. There's one guy though that I'm like, okay, dude.
Shit talker. Spill the tea.
Okay. Are you ready? Because
I'm ready.
So one thing that I'm kind of like, okay, toxic a little bit, was Barry didn't care about lawsuits. Like he would get into them for fun almost. He liked getting it.
He's almost like, he's like, try me, bitch.
You know those drunk ladies who get like arrested on TikTok and they're like, I'm calling my lawyer, and the cops and like, what's your badge number? And the cops like, lady, you're getting kicked out because you're drunk. Here's my badge number.
Yeah, let's do this.
I'm assuming he wasn't like them, but like those are my favorite videos to watch. We're like, I'm calling my lawyer, and it's like your lawyer is non-existent,
ma'am.
Relax. But like they showed a picture of his office, and it was like almost littered with litigation papers that he kept together because he did not give a shit about like. But if you think about it, I'm sure the drug trade, because companies have certain. I'm
sure, there's a whole bunch
recipes, and I say recipes. I don't like medication and like. They rip it off. I don't know.
I'm sure that's kind of probably normal if you're like in that business. I mean,
they kind of explained it to like, you know, companies have like
it's not abnormal. And
price ceilings. Like it wasn't that crazy.
Yeah.
And I think he was so used to it. He's like, fuck it, I'll sue you. Like,
yeah.
I'll sue you hard.
Let's go.
So yeah, people were almost like, it was fun for him.
He kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. Because he did it all the time. Yeah, his office was littered with litigation papers. And, you know, price gouging was a huge thing, too, that he actually was really against price gouging, which I actually really...
And this is 2017?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Not price gouging like it was in 2020. Holy hell.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, sometimes he would win cases. Sometimes he would lose cases. He was just... He was not...
Part of the business.
Yeah, he was not 100%. He wasn't liked by Big Pharma, though. And I don't think Big Pharma likes generic brands because they do bring down the cost. Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure Steven has talked about, like, with insulin.
Mm-hmm.
They had to, like, there was fights about, like, this isn't just people, like, taking medicine to feel better. Like, you cannot live without insulin.
Ibuprofen.
And they kept raising the price of insulin. Insulin for a few people was, like, $1,000 a month.
Mm-hmm. If you, yeah.
And they did, thank God, a price ceiling. I think Mark Cuban played a big role in that because he started, I don't know if you know much about him.
Mm-mm.
Mark Cuban has a brand. It's not advertised, but it's one that you can get generic medication for like basically cost. Because Mark Cuban saw that people were like losing their livelihood over getting insulin.
Right. Like this, you have to have it.
Yeah. I had a friend who was taking, I don't know what it was. It was like, I don't know if it was, I think it was like ADHD, something in that sector.
Okay.
And he like couldn't afford the medication. He's like, I can't function without this stuff.
Yeah.
And he just kind of looked into Mark Cuban. He's like, my medication is $15 a month.
Which is what it should be.
I don't know how much he was paying, but Mark Cuban's company.
But it's like shit where it's like,
yeah.
It's a level of like, here's the actual cost. And then here's them just like gouging the prices to make money off of you. And a lot of people don't have that money to spend.
It's not like they're buying like these cool shirts and stuff. So I'm just saying, like,
this is a whole.
Mm-hmm. So that's something that like guys look into. I don't know what the brand is.
So I guess Canada too. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not just America.
Mark Cuban has a brand though, and it's saved a lot of people's lives because they're not spending all their money on medication. ADHD is like very serious and some people can't function without it. But yeah, he was taking that, my friend, and he was just like, hey guys, look into Mark Cuban's, like, it's $15 a month. And I'm like, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That you're
actually getting what you need for a reasonable price.
Yeah, and like, who knows if Mark Cuban's gonna start price gouging, but I think he has enough money that he doesn't need to.
Doesn't get to
hopefully him. Not, but you never know. So he was very paranoid that the companies were out to get him.
Oh.
So there's a song where it's like, paranoid, paranoid, everybody's out to get me. Me and Keith were singing that to each other when they like said he was paranoid.
Oh, the Harvey Danger flagpole sonata?
I don't know which one it is, but like,
paranoid, paranoid, everybody's out to get me. He said I was crazy.
Yep, yep, that one.
I want to pierce my tongue.
It's such a fun song.
Yeah, isn't that Harvey Danger?
I'm not sick, but I'm not well.
Yeah. I'm gonna look it up.
Oh my god, I'll play it with this thing. But anyways, I don't know, we were just singing that was like a random like side note. But and I don't know if it's true.
Flagpole Sitta. Sorry, I said sonata. Harvey Danger, Flagpole Sitta.
You heard it here first, folks. Song from like the 90s, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It's a really fun song. I remember
like my friend's mom used to
get everyone so knows mad this song
when we would like sing it. It was like, I want to pierce my tongue. Like, I don't know. There's
I know which part you're talking about, though. I can hear it. Everyone, if you wonder what song we're talking about, you would hear it and be like, I know which song you're talking about. I'm not sick, but I'm not well. Okay. But yeah, me and Keith were just singing that part of the song because that's what we do to each other. But, and who knows if there were spies or not at Apotex, but I don't, would it shock you?
But it's also kind of like, I don't know. Like, why are you paranoid if you're not doing anything wrong?
It's a big company. It's not like Pepsi working for Coke and figuring out their secrets, or like Target working for Walmart, you know?
But like, if you're doing everything kind of like by the book and like being like good, why would you be paranoid?
Yeah. Well, and I don't, and I just think it was like because he was so disliked by Big Pharma that they were, so I don't know if it's necessarily
trying to kind of like
undermine him.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's interesting.
Hmm. Yeah, so.
So is this like an inside job?
And we'll sort of get to it. We'll sort of get to that.
Because I know I've definitely like heard this story at some point, but I do not remember. Like, I remember the real estate agent and the pool, but I don't remember the outcome. I don't remember like any of
that. And that's why I'm giving the backstory, the because beats. I was listening to it and it was really confusing. So I had to break this down like part by part. Because there was like a lot of like legal stuff, but if I can like, if I can understand it, I can make other people understand it. So this was a lot of research to understanding like the lawsuits and stuff. Okay.
So he's like fucked up and being like, oh my God.
Yeah. So
they're trying to get me.
Basically, the crux of where I'm at right now is maybe it's Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to move into like other, because it's not just Big Pharma.
Yeah. Because like,
yeah.
Who else in their lives would do this?
There's other people, potentially.
Yeah.
So there's family drama.
Family drama.
As I mentioned at the top, he had bought the company from his uncle. And remember I said I'll kind of get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
So his uncle, his last name was, okay, he was Lou Winters. It said Blue Winters. I'm like, that's not his name. And
Lou Winters.
I type so fast and my phone is auto-correcting. So his uncle was Lou Winters.
Okay.
And yeah, his company was called Empire and it sold generic drugs. And he didn't buy it under great circumstances. His uncle had passed away and it was pretty sudden. I don't know what caused it. And 17 days later, his wife had passed away. They had four babies.
Wait, Lou's wife?
Lou's wife died, and they left behind 4 kids.
So he's like kind of young.
Yeah.
For like an uncle.
Mm-hmm. And the kids were ages 3 to 11.
Oh, so he's more like almost like brother age. You know, yeah. Like he's not like way older than him.
I don't think so.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
They didn't say the gap, but it didn't sound like it was like the... Because like me and my...
I was thinking uncle as in like, you know, like sometimes it's like an older... Like he was the father figure. You're thinking of someone
30 years older.
Yeah. And no, it sounds like they're kind of close in age if he's got young kids.
Yeah. And he bought it at 15. So I don't really know like...
Wait, he bought the company when he was 15?
He worked for the company. I meant to say like they kind of collaborated when he was 15. Sorry.
Oh,
and then he did the engineering thing, got his degree. He came back to the company. So I don't.
But he's like a young adult when he's buying this.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't really know like the ages.
It seems like it wasn't willed to him because this was they weren't expecting.
He bought the company because he, again, didn't want it to be sold for parts. Yeah.
He wanted to do right by his uncle and make sure that it continued in his name.
1,000,000%.
Like how he would have wanted.
Yeah. So it couldn't have been. So it kind of made sense that if anyone was going to buy the company, and it's not like he willed it to him, he bought it. Yeah. But it's not like he could give it to the kids because they were 3 to 11.
They're children.
Yeah. So
someone's got to do something.
Yeah. They were too young to know what was going on. So Barry took over his uncle's company.
Okay.
And it took 2 years after his passing to get it. But I think kinda like
get it all
situated. But he still like worked and helped with it. Yeah. So it was kind of, but it took a little bit to get it like situated and everything, especially because like there
tie
was
up
no,
all the loose ends.
Yes. And, yes.
Especially with something that's like, oh, now we're doing this. Like,
yeah. And what was kind of weird is like, his uncle passed 2 years later, and Barry kind of kept in contact with his cousins, but after a while, he kind of lost contact with them.
Oh.
Which I think that's kind of sad, but he was probably really young and really busy, so it's like, I don't know. So, as time went on, the kids did not do well. Like, a lot of them got addicted to drugs.
Oh.
And the cousin I'm going to focus on, his name is Carrie, and he was addicted to heroin and crack cocaine.
Oh.
Yeah. So
who took them? Do you know, like, who?
No, okay. It was just like they were orphans. So it was just
fucked up. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, that's so sad.
And somebody did take them, but they struggled.
When you're that young, like, how do you process grief? You know, like,
you lose your dad, and then 2.5 weeks later, you lose your mom. That shit's fucked.
I just like can't. Like, no. That's so messed up.
No, and it's like trauma after trauma, and they're so young that they like are like, what's going on? What do you mean?
Right. And then it like builds, and then it's like, well, now it's never addressed, and it's like, I mean, that's when people like turn to drugs. It's a coping mechanism,
and most of the kids did
turn to drugs. That's really sad.
It is really sad. So after a while, Barry kind of got wind that they were struggling, and he wanted to help because, if you think about it, he became successful because of his uncle.
Yeah.
Like all, I can't say all of his success because he was very smart.
But he was mentored by
but
his uncle.
But a big part of it was because of his uncle.
So, and his uncle stepped in when his dad died. So it's kind of like repay the karma a little bit, you know?
Because he can kind of relate to them because he was around the age. Absolutely. He was 9 and they're 11 or 3 to 11. And I'm sure at this point they're like 5 to 15. Regardless,
whatever.
It's the same-ish age.
Yeah.
So he asked what they wanted to do with their lives because he knew a lot of them were addicted to drugs.
Mm.
And he was willing to finance companies so they could start their own companies.
Oh, wow.
And
like set them up for success.
And Carrie's the cousin I'm going to focus on because in The Fifth Element, they did a lot of interviews with him. But don't be too excited. Oh. So he wanted to do a renovation business. He was willing to put in the work.
Okay.
And Barry was like, okay, let's do it. Let's get you this renovation company going. But at first he needed him to do training, get an education on it. You can't just walk into a renovation.
Yeah, you got to know what you're doing.
But he's like, let's do schooling, let's do training, all this stuff. And he just was trying to set them up so they could like work.
Yeah.
You know, give them the chance that they weren't given for a while. Because at this point, when he reconnected with them, it had been 16 years.
Oh, okay.
And he was a multi-billionaire at this point.
Okay.
So he had enough money to help them out. So Carrie seemed like he was getting better, but he was doing this company of buying properties and
like, you know, houses.
Getting education, flipping houses, all this. And at one point, Barry had funded about $7 million into it.
Whoa.
It was a drop in the bucket for him at that point because he was like a multi-billionaire.
That's still a lot of
money. Oh, I'm not saying that's not a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
So did Carrie do good with this?
Carrie wasn't making any money with this company. And I'm like, how are you not making? I think they were spending more than they were making. Because $7 million in like.
That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money. But like, if you're not making any money. But he was almost like a little bit suspicious. He's like, I'm not making any money, but Barry keeps giving me money. Like, what is going on? Like, I'm not bringing him money, but he keeps
giving me money.
So, and it's like it's he's kind of like, a loss at that maybe point. He feels bad about my dad. Maybe sure. He feels bad about the drugs. Like, it to this
but
day.
But at some point, you kind of have to be like, okay, but so now I've set you up with your 1,000%.
Business. 1,000%.
And you go off and you make the money and you support yourself.
I can't just keep funding this shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, like, I'm just saying, luckily it was a drop in the bucket for him. So he wasn't investing in him and he was like destitute.
Okay.
So that's where I'm like, at least there's that.
Hmm.
And Honey, his wife, Barry's wife, was kind of like, I don't like this. This is weird. Like, why are you investing so much money? And she kind of like put the heat. I think Barry was like, just give him money and ignore it. And I think just Honey was kind of like,
and she's like, except for no. That's not going to work.
Yeah. So Honey kind of like turned up the heat on him. And she's like, what is your plan with it? Yes.
I think it's
such a like valid thing to like be like, what are you doing? Like, we need like a plan. And and Carrie at one point was like, yeah, why is he funding this? Like, I'm not making any money. And he kept sinking money into it. So it turns out they were like, why is he funding it? Something's not right. So they kind of asked Barry about how he acquired their dad's company.
Oh.
Because they were like, does he feel guilty? Why is he doing this?
Oh, okay.
Because wouldn't you kind of wonder too? You're like, I'm not making any money. I'm trying, but I'm not making money. But you almost give me money to shut me up. So they asked about like, you acquired our dad's company, you bought it, but like, what were the stipulations? Like, obviously this didn't come with anything. And it was stated in the agreement. And I don't know who put this agreement together. And I'm wondering if like Lou knew he was going to die or something. Hmm. So in the agreement to whoever bought his company, each of the children, he had 4 children, got a 5% stake within that company. Meaning that whoever bought it had to give 5% of the earnings to the company to the kids.
So was he actually giving the 5% by funding this, or was he like...
Barry never mentioned anything about that.
Okay, so he feels guilty.
Yeah. And if you remember, I told you they hadn't spoken in like 16 years.
Yeah. That's like back paying at that point, right? Like, he would owe them 5% for each...
You got to realize you and me have, this is rude to say because I don't know Barry, you and me have the integrity like that you and me would be like, oh, back paying because like, you know.
It's owed to you.
But I don't know if Barry, that's where I'm
it's
like.
It's the greed. It's the greed that comes with you start making a certain amount of money and all you want is more.
And this is why I said I think Barry might have, you know how I got a little dodgy with it. Okay. Yeah. So.
And he was forthcoming with that information?
No, they had to dig for it.
They had to actually go to the documents.
Yeah, he didn't tell them anything.
Dude, that's fucked up. But if these are his literal children.
His cousins.
Well, I know, but like Lou's literal children. Yeah. That you are now, like, they've spent 16 years struggling.
Without parents,
and you haven't given them the money that was supposed to be given to them?
This was part of the agreement. Like, I don't know if that. Lou wrote
16
that.
Years of 5% for each
And that would
kid?
Just set them that's, up to live comfortably. It wouldn't even like be like
multi-billion. That's a lot of money that you just took and like kept for yourself and didn't say shit about it.
Well, and if you know that, there's always loopholes around things too. So let me tell you about this.
He loves a litigation.
But Barry, and that's why I tell you that. That's why that was added in there. Mm-hmm. So you know that. So he was a multi-billionaire because this company started. And then, you know, it was Empire, but he went to Apotex. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
So they ended up suing Barry. And his defense is that without him coming into the company, it would have gone under. And maybe that's true, but maybe that's not.
But also, like.
But who knows? Yeah. It's 5%, dude. You're a multi-billionaire. You're going to be fine. That's you're so buying crazy. A new house. It's not like especially you were not doing
Especially when
well.
Lou, like, took you under his wing and, like, was your mentor.
Helped you, so you're going to fuck over his kids?
Yeah. Like, that's...
Wouldn't you feel kind of a duty to them? I would. I mean, I personally would. Wow. It's your cousins. Okay. So anyway, so I just wanted to, like, mention from the top. That's why I give you this big backstory, so you're kind of like, oh, okay.
Okay, this guy sucks.
So they sued him, and they ended up losing, because under Empire, that's when he owed them 5% of the company. However, this is the loophole. Barry had sold Empire, and he started Apotex.
Oh, so now it's not 5% because it's a different company.
Yeah. Dude, but, like,
that's messed up.
Integrity is a big that's thing. That's
really messed up.
So it was like, well, it's not the same company anymore, which
so
he's right.
Yeah.
He is right, but he's not right. That's fucked up.
That's messed up.
So he did fuck him over. But yeah, he did have a defense that, like, it wasn't Empire anymore. It was Apotex.
I mean, in black and white, it makes sense.
Yes. And he didn't actually do anything legally wrong, but in the context of, like,
well, and especially now that that company morality. Doesn't even exist anymore. Like, yeah. what are you going to do?
So that's it's fucked up.
Kind of rude.
It's fucked up. Yeah. Very rude. And yeah, his cousin was like, we hated him. And I'm like, I do not blame you for hating him. I would hate him too. And that's why I got a little shady when you asked, like, he was doing the right thing. I'm like, but in some circles, maybe. Yeah. So yeah, his cousin was like, yeah, we fucking hated his guts. So it gets so much worse.
Oh, God.
So during the time of forming his own company, Carrie, like the company of like renovations, mm-hmm. Carrie had signed all these IOUs.
Oh, no.
And for cash advances. And Barry decided he was going to collect on that during this this litigation.
He retaliated.
So he owed him $8 million. Oh. Carrie did. So he not only kind of fucked them all over, he then was like, oh, I'm going to need he's the like, $8 well, million dollars I sunk do. Into your company.
Yeah.
So shitty. He's not this nice, super great guy.
So we've got some motive but at this point.
But Carrie isn't like this like straight-laced good guy. Like there's some weird stuff that he did.
Okay.
So basically he was like, you know, fuck Barry. I'm not like giving him any money or like I have no money to give him. I was addicted to drugs. And also whatever. Like
call it even at that point.
Do you know? Do
you were supposed uncle, to pay him 5% for 16 years and you didn't.
But who knows when he sold the Apotex. So it might have been yeah, he only had yeah, it for true. A year.
But yeah. like whatever. Call it even.
Either way, it's 5%. You're buying a new house. Like you're going to be fine. But they hated him. I don't disagree with them hating him. I would hate him too.
Yeah, that's messed up.
But you're also donating to other causes. You can't like, I don't know.
He's got money to go around.
Yeah, he's got money to go around, like whatever. And maybe he was pissed about like the suit. I don't know. But yeah, anyways, I was like, but yeah, again, Carrie's not this great, amazing guy.
Okay.
So, So Carrie heard about the deaths, and if you think about it, it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that he committed the murders, because then
he's got the motive.
He doesn't have to pay $1 million.
Yeah,
that's where this comes in. Okay. It's like, you know, big pharma. So now
police are looking into Carrie.
Well,
because no. I mean,
but Carrie was willing to do interviews after interviews. So yeah, Carrie was like, yeah, I heard about his death, and I thought, well, that was good. And I'm like, maybe don't say stuff like that.
He's like, let me expose this asshole.
But during the interview, he was like, well, yeah, when I heard that the murders happened, I was like, he did it. He finally did it. I'll explain this.
He finally did
supposedly. And I don't know if this is true. And I'll get into like why it's not true.
Okay.
Before he started the company, he was actually getting acclimated with Barry. Like before Barry before Carrie started his renovation company, he became kind of good friends with Barry, you know? And Barry had asked Carrie, because if you remember, Carrie was addicted to drugs. He wasn't like hanging out with the best and brightest. If there was any way he could get a contract killer to kill his wife, honey.
What?
Carrie said this. Carrie and Barry, goddamn
okay, it. So Carrie's just making
Carrie was like, yeah. He like told us that like he wanted to get honey killed.
What?
He didn't give good reasons. He's like, yeah, he just, like, she was in the way.
This is fake.
Okay.
Right?
I'll get into it. Oh, I'll get into it. Sorry, I feel so bad. I'm like, I'll get into it. I've included all the different parts, which is kind of, like, disjointed a little bit. And, yeah, there was, like, really no evidence to back it up. And he was like, yeah.
Because it's just what he said.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, Barry wanted to kill Honey.
He said that.
So when I heard that they died, I was like, oh, my God. That crazy bastard did it.
But then, like, why would he kill himself? You know, like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, hold on.
Okay.
So they did an interview. Like, The Fifth Element did an interview with Carrie. And this is where I got most of my information. That's why I need to, like, really shout them out. Because, like, getting an interview with Carrie is, like, what made all of this so clear to me.
Yeah.
Because it didn't make sense when I was listening to other ones. So hopefully this makes sense to people listening, like, where all this comes from. I think I made it kind of, like, a little bit clear. But anyways, because I'm great. So his cousin... they did a polygraph during this interview. We're not talking like on they the did podcast? A polygraph and he told them. Yes, no, it was like it was a YouTube show, like crime show, and they were like, we're gonna do a polygraph with you.
And he's like, okay,
what stupid idiot are you that you don't have your lawyer present? And they're like, okay,
people just
and they asked him questions. They're like, did he tell you about wanting to kill Honey? You know, did you kill your cousin Barry?
Cousin,
all these questions. I know for a second I was like, which one is he? And he failed the polygraph on this show. I watched him fail the polygraph.
That's embarrassing.
He was a lying liar.
Like, everything was a lie,
all of it.
He's just like lying.
I think they said you got your name right. But if you know a thing, polygraphs are admissible in court because they're not. I think
it's not a reliable source.
I think they are reliable in, like, most circumstances, but I think they're unreliable in other circumstances.
Well, if you're a fucking sociopath, then you can pass a polygraph.
Because you think...
Because you truly...
It's what you believe.
It's all a mind fuck. Yeah. Like, it's all how you handle stress, how you handle your body's reactions to stress. Like, and if you have the ability to, like, lie and be straight-faced, like,
I think I would fail a polygraph telling you the truth because
God,
it would stress me out.
I'd be so nervous.
Yeah, I'd be like, they're like, is your name Kim? They'd be like, is your name not Kim? You failed that. And I'd be like, I don't know. I'm so sorry. So yeah, he failed all the questions and they're like, all right, wow, we're going to ask you. But they didn't polygraph him for this next part.
Okay.
And they were like, so you said that he asked you a few times if you could find someone to kill Honey.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he knew the jig was up. Carrie did. And he was like, I think he asked me one time. You got to remember, I was high on drugs. I'm like,
oh, God. Okay.
Yeah. It was so I feel like I was watching, like, my mom's soaps, like, One Life to Live, like, that kind of shit, because the acting was so bad.
Like, when a child, like, gets caught in a lie, and then they're, like, trying to, like...
Okay, I did eat the cookie. I only ate one, though. And it's like, you ate 14.
Like, come on.
Okay, I ate 7, you know? Like, he's like, I think he asked me one time, but I don't remember. It was on drugs.
And why would he want to kill Honey? Like... What?
It doesn't make any sense.
There's no, like, for what? He doesn't have a mistress. Like, he's, like, I don't know, whatever.
But during this time when Carrie was kind of like, hey, he might have killed, they were, like, looking to see if it was a murder-suicide or a homicide.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad that that was, so, at that point, they were questioning. They're like, is it a homicide or is it a suicide? But I think him, like, not passing the polygraph, even though it was an interview, it happened right after the murders happened. Anyways, so I'm going to get into what they found at the pool because I kind of told you a little bit.
And like what the cause of deaths were and stuff?
Yes.
Okay.
So when the police got to the pool after an hour and a half, they did call the police. And I really appreciate that they did let the kids know so the kids weren't finding this out from like news sources. So Barry and Honey were tied to the rafters by the pool. You know, the like metal bars that are like hanging out of the pool? They were... tied to them with belts. And it looks like Honey was beat.
Oh.
Yeah, she had a lot of, like, injuries on her face. And Barry's was not. And there's a bone that when you're strangled, it breaks in your neck.
Is it the hyoid or something?
Hyoid, I think, is what it's called. Barry's was intact.
Although that doesn't necessarily mean that
it doesn't mean anything, but it is something. It is something to note. And but yeah, his was still intact. Honey's was not. And basically, the cause of death was strangulation, and both of them were rage induced. It seemed.
Okay.
The really confusing part of this is that there was no forced entry on the house. And it was said that they were pretty welcoming to letting people in, and they were just really kind people. And this happened in 2017.
It's not like they would let strangers in. So, like, I mean, who's letting they don't a stranger
know.
In their house?
And that's the thing, too, is they're like, they might have let a stranger in. And that's what the kids said. So it wasn't
like weird, though.
I know. And this happened in 2017, but they didn't have any security systems. In 2017.
Really?
Why would you be a billionaire?
For how rich you are?
Yeah.
You don't have a fucking security
system? If it was like 1907, I'd be like, but 2017, you can go.
That's strange.
Yeah. Like, okay. You can like install SimpliSafe or like Ring, just something. But they didn't have that.
Wow. Huh.
Like, why wouldn't you have that? It's not even like it's expensive. But yeah, they didn't have any security systems, which would have probably solved, and they didn't have anything on their door, no cameras. And if they did, probably would have helped solve the case. But yeah, anyways, I'm just like in my notes, I'm like, they could have afforded it. It's like, we know Kim. It was determined that it was a double homicide. So the suicide murder was ruled out. They're like, there's no way this was, especially with like what happened to him, even though the bone wasn't broken.
You so can't after, strangle yourself.
No, no, you can't. I mean, you probably
you would, like, hang yourself,
could, but you would have to use a different form. You can't
you
like
need
nobody.
Gravity.
Yeah, exactly.
And it didn't seem like if they were on the pool thing that like you use to pull
because
yourself
because there's
up,
the self, the self, the what's the word self like. Preservation.
Oh yeah,
that like you can't even control, like there's self-preservation. But anyways, so he didn't do
it. Homicide.
Yeah, so it was determined it was a double homicide after 1,000 hours of investigation. It was believed it was a professional murder. The way they were killed, the investigator said, was very rare. He said there's only been 22 instances in Canada
like
of the way they died, like the I don't really understand. I was like, strangulation. It was like, no, the way the bodies were found and like the bones. I don't know. Okay. But I was just like, okay. And about 6,000 people came to their funeral. And this is the part that gets me is like at the beginning of this interview, we were watching. Oh my God. I'm sorry. This is fucking hilarious because I was like, wow, rude. None of the speeches were that kind about them. Their son said, my mom and dad were like a lock or like a lock and a key. On their own, pretty useless. But together.
Oh.
And then the interview cut off. I'm like, together what? But like.
Pretty useless.
So what? Keith and I the rest of the day were like, I was like, you're like a lock and I'm like a key. You know, alone, we're pretty useless.
What
like we were saying
to
that.
Say.
Which like, what the fuck?
Okay.
But. The murder to this day is still unsolved, but I wanted to give you the two different reasons why they could have been murdered. Big Pharma, I could see, but his cousin, I could see too, but almost I'm leaning towards Big Pharma because it was professionally done. They didn't find any clues.
Yeah.
No forced entry, but like if you're paying somebody that knows what they're doing, like.
But I almost think like. Well, the cousin seems kind of stupid a little bit.
Yeah.
But he knew, like, he had the, like...
He knew they didn't have a security system, maybe.
Well, and sometimes when people, like, tell a lie, they put bits of the truth in it. So maybe when he was talking about, like, oh, he was looking for a hit person to kill Honey.
But he only told me one time.
Maybe
yeah.
He was looking for a hitman to kill both of them. You know, like, I don't know.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That part to me, I'm
kind
of like... it. Stands out to me, but also I feel like he was kind of dumb to like go on this show and do a polygraph.
Let's be honest, I think it was either of those two.
Well, yeah,
Big Pharma or the cousin, because like he was like, yeah, fucking hate him, and I'm like, stop saying that.
Don't say that out loud.
Yeah, I don't say that now.
Yeah.
So
wow, that's crazy.
But yeah,
I remember hearing that and I was like, oh my God, is this solved?
Like, and I know that was kind of boring to give the background, but I was like, I think it's kind of interesting
no,
to
relevant.
Give the background. Yeah, you kind of need
that.
To. Of like who could
have
done
the context
it.
Of-
yeah, it's still not solved to this day, but if they had a security system, and I'm wondering if somebody knew they didn't have a security system and that's when they
And because it's like a professional job, there's no like evidence. There's no fingerprints. There's
nothing.
Because they.
But they think it was one of those two entities, and maybe not Carrie, but one of those. But yeah, we'll post pictures of Carrie and Barry and Honey and all that stuff.
But even if Big Pharma did it, you kill the guy, and then his company is still gonna like. It's not just gonna be like, oh, the company's dissolved. You know, generic drugs are still going to be around. So, like, what did you really solve with that?
And I'm wondering if I'm it's because cousin. Of the litigation to I'm going save cousin. Some time.
Carrie, I'm on to you.
I think it's Big Pharma. But either way.
Either way.
Anyways, we'll post pictures on our Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post pictures.
Which is Mysterious Mavens Pod, and it's on Instagram. And I'll try to find video clips. I've been doing video clips more, and I think mm-hmm. that kind of, like, helps.
Oh, for sure.
Illustrate the point. But yeah, Mysterious Mavens Pod just on Instagram.
If you have your theory you would like to share with us, let us know.
We would love to hear it.
MysteriousMavensPod@gmail.com. Or if you have suggestions or just like literally anything.
Oh, also, we're still giving friendship bracelets. And just so you know, I'll make you one. I bought some glittery star beads.
You know I love glitter.
Yeah, they're glittery star beads, and I'm going to make Danae one. So if you want to be included in that, send us an email.
Okay, until next time.
We're also on TikTok and Facebook.
I was like, bye. Shut up. We have more things to say.
Hold on. And also, please leave us reviews. Yeah, guys, we need reviews. And
just like tell us if you're listening. Like, yeah, we can't see that. It doesn't tell us.
We're not looking in your house yet. I'm just kidding.
No.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.